The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, October the 19th, and we've got two guests today. We're going to talk a little bit, first of all, about Fall into Art, which is coming up tomorrow, this weekend, right?
Yes,
Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
Melinda Lotvin, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
The Gourd Lady. And before we go any further, we want to say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Because you are now a grandmother.
First time grandmother.
Grandmother. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
And the baby's name is?
Jatel Eileen, born September 17th.
Okay.
To my son Samson and daughter-in-law Stephanie.
And see, you had been with us so many years, I cannot believe that your kids are old enough to have kids.
I know, I'm so excited.
All right.
I'm so happy for me.
Yes, you're a grandmother now, and you don't look a day over 20. Fall into Art, tell me about that.
Well, we're going to have wonderful, wonderful artists out at the Parkade Center for Saturday and Sunday. We're going to have a reception Saturday night, 5 to 7, wine and hors d'oeuvres. We've got award-winning artists that are going to be displaying and selling their art.
So how many different artists will be there?
Gosh, I think over 30,
Yeah. So over 30, which means you will have hundreds of pieces of artwork
Wonderful.
To look at
yes.
and choose from.
Right. And this is our third year. It's our best year. We've got emerging artists coming from the high schools.
Uh-huh.
And from...
Locally from the high schools?
Yes.
Okay.
And from Moberly Junior College, we'll have an emerging artist booth. We've got wood, glass, jewelry, of course, gourds, paintings,
you're the Gourd Lady.
Pictures, yes. we got Lawrence LaHolt, Martin Spilker, Peggy King, Farrah Nieuwenhausen, Kim Carr, and you can check out who's going to be there at our website.
Okay, what's the web address?
It is fallintoart.org.
Okay, so www.fallintoart.org.
.org, yes.
But it will be tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
At Parkade.
Parkade Center in Columbia, Missouri. I want to thank the sponsors, Boone County National Bank and Access Arts.
Okay.
And then we do have this reception Saturday evening, wine and hors d'oeuvres, 5 to 7.
And everybody's invited.
And everyone's invited.
Okay. Melinda, thank you so much for coming by.
Can I say one more thing?
Oh, sure, sure.
I wanted to point this out. I want to thank Irene Haskin passed a few weeks ago. She was one of my biggest fans of my my Gourd necklaces. And she was the one in a time that I felt really bankrupt that she said, Melinda, I appreciate you. And she loved my aunt, so I just wanted to say that.
And you're wearing,
thank you, Irene.
You're wearing this little tiger gourd in honor of our
Irene,
dear friend, Irene
I am.
Haskins. Okay,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
Good
letting me say
here,
that.
Good to have you here, Melinda. Now we turn to Ginger Meyer, Ginger Central Missouri Dietetic Association.
Yes.
And I'm glad to have you here today. We're going to talk today about something that affects how many people in the population?
You know, 8,000 Americans suffer from eating disorders.
Eating
disorders. Eating disorders, yes. And quite a number of people.
What is considered, how do you consider someone having an eating disorder?
Well, there are a variety of eating disorders. We're familiar with anorexia nervosa, where people severely restrict food. And then there's a type of eating disorder called bulimia, where people have an overwhelming urge to eat, followed by a purging, you know, vomiting or use of laxatives. And then there are some other types of eating disorders that have binging and other characteristics. But there is a specific both physical and psychological criteria that's identified when someone's diagnosed with an eating disorder.
Okay, give me more of an example.
An example would be, as far as like say anorexia nervosa, some of the physical characteristics would be severe underweight, you know, 85% under a healthy body weight.
Mm-hmm.
Other characteristics would be an overwhelming fear of becoming fat and perhaps a distorted body image. So we do look specifically at some diagnosis criteria, you know, when we're looking at the specific
disorders. Can you spot someone just looking at them? Without talking, can you say this person has an eating disorder?
Not necessarily, no. No, Paul. We would have to further talk about their relationship with food and see if they have some disordered thoughts about food and body image. Because someone could be underweight, but yet potentially have a healthy relationship with food. Mm-hmm. And we also know that early diagnosis and early intervention is really key to long-term success with treatment. So I really encourage if someone either had, could be a family member, like a child, a daughter or son, or if they had a friend that they suspected potentially could have some of this disordered eating patterns, that to encourage them to seek professional help.
So how do you treat that?
Eating disorders, it's a complex of disease that requires a treatment plan with a physician and also a therapist, mm-hmm. a counselor, licensed therapist, and a dietitian. And it really takes that team approach to work through, again, the medical, aspects of it and the relationship with food. But
so
also,
it's not just a mental problem. It is a real physical problem, too, as far as someone who has bulimia. And that's
where you're
eating and then forcing yourself to regurgitate.
Yes, yes. That's bulimia, yes.
And just talking to that person is not going to cure it.
It's going to take extensive counseling and therapy as far as working through those thoughts and why, what triggers those episodes and how we can work through that so they can develop a healthier relationship with food. But the medical monitoring in terms of, lab values and things, that's an important part of the treatment too. So it is definitely a team approach to treating these people.
If people want more information, where's the best place to go to find this?
Well, the Central Missouri Dietetic Association has a website that's eatrightmissouri.org. Mm-hmm. I'm a registered dietitian. I work with eating disorder clients at the University of Missouri on campus, and also my practice in Jefferson City, Missouri. And my website is gingermeyer, it's meyer.com. Mm-hmm. And people could, seek, they may see their primary care physician or, make an appointment, again, if they suspected that there might be some issues going on.
So if someone listening suspects that they know someone who has an eating disorder, it really is important to take care of it and not just look the other way, because that person could become seriously ill.
Right, right. And as I mentioned, the earlier that they could identify if there was something going on or some thought patterns that we needed to work on, the earlier we could work with those disordered body image, that kind of thing, the more likely, progress better in therapy and more likely recover
long term. It's not going to go away by itself.
It's not going to go away.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, pleasure, thanks for having
pleasure
me,
having
Paul.
You.
Appreciate
and Belinda, thank you. Don't forget Fall into Art tomorrow, Parkade Plaza, Saturday and Sunday. Monday, MU Healthcare and Cedar Creek Therapeutic Writing Center. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you got any ideas, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu.